What is going on, guys? So, today, I'm going to literally just be going over some of the most random snaps I've ever gotten, right? And trust me, I love all of you guys, and I love it when you add me on stuff. But some of you take, just because I allow access for you to snap and basically DM me, because I have it set on the option that everybody can, even if I don't add you back. And I do add a lot of people back, but some of the snaps you send me, I'm like, what goes through your head to, like, first of all, record yourself doing this, and then snap me, like, okay, but look, I'm gonna break it down until I believe the top three snaps, and I can't show any of these, mainly because I fucking unadded those people very quickly, but all right. The number one snap I've gotten that just disturbed the crap out of me is, okay, first of all, set up the scenario in your head. You wake up, right? I wake up, I check my phone. It's one of the first things I do. I usually check my messages, Snap, Insta, stuff like that, you know? Okay, so I'm opening Snapchat. I'm literally laying in bed trying to get my eyes to, like, open up just a tad bit more while I'm getting the urge to get out of my bed. And then okay, this dude, he was literally on the toilet, right? Taking a crap. He was just recording himself taking a crap. And then, you know, he decided to send it to me. So he's like, he's sitting on the toilet. And he's like, I'm taking a shit right now. I might as well record myself this. Okay, sweet, I recorded it, right? And these were live snaps. It's not like he recorded this and then sent it. No, it was like he took it on Snapchat. He recorded him taking a literal shit and decided to send it to me. And the worst part is, like, when you open snaps from those kinds of people, they just, for somehow, they automatically see that you opened it. I'm guessing because not a lot of people leave them on their Snapchat after they send videos of them taking shits. And then they just, yeah. And then they keep trying to message you. And then at one point, I'm like, no, no. I'm like, bugger off, no. So I just want to know what goes through people's, please comment down in this below. What goes through, like, your mind when you're taking a shit? Because I take shits, and I've never once gone, like, I'm going to record my shit. Oh, okay, I recorded it on Snapchat. Who do I want to send this to? Oh, okay, here's a TikToker that I added. Well, let me send it to him. Like, why would I ever want to see that? What? No. No. Just no. Like, that's not okay. And the second one, this isn't as bad as the shit one, but it's still disturbing, right? I'm opening up Snapchat. Guess what? All right, it's a chick this time, so we don't have a dude, but it's a chick. So, like, she had, I'm gonna just explain it. She had pretty big boobs, right? Because this is part of the video. She sent me a boob video. It's not the good kind, guys. It's not the good kind. So she sends me the top of, like, her chest. And I don't know what the fuck was on that, but it looked like it was like a pimple, but it was black. Like, it looked like the pimple died. Okay? It looked like a dead fucking pimple. So, and it was, like, big. I would say it was, like, this fucking fat of a pimple. And for some reason, she decided, hey, I'm gonna film this, right? And she's just popping. And for some reason, she's like, yeah, I'm gonna record this in, like, no clothes on or anything. And yeah, she just popped the pimple and sent it to me. Again, I don't need to see that. I do not care enough. I don't even pop my own pimples. I'm starting to get worried for the people that add me. Like, do I just give off that vibe that I want to see that? Because I really hope I don't. Because trust me, I don't. The third one, this is gonna get a little graphic. If you're under the age of, like, actually at this point, so many people do it. I knew a 13-year-old back in high school that got pregnant. It was, like, the rumor of my high school. She was in, like, 7th grade, and she got pregnant. She had an abortion. But I'm gonna just, yeah, if you, I don't know what age limit, just stop watching if you feel uncomfortable. All right, so, again, we're going we're going to the girl one again. So, you know, this fucking, I guess she propped her phone up on something, right? She was literally just laying in bed, like completely just laying down. And it was like, I don't even want to say this. Oh my God. So she filmed her, you know. And no, here's what she did. So she wasn't jacking off or playing with herself or anything like that. She just decided that she would, you know, take a brand new video, and pull her, bloody ass tampon out. And again, for some reason, she's like, it's not like this was like, this was on Snapchat Live. Like, it showed up with the purple, like, I'm like, why? Like, she literally had to record it. And then she's like, who do I want to send this to? Whoa, it's me taking out my bloody tampon from my vagina. I'm going to send it to Nick. Yeah, that makes... Like, guys. Like, no. It's 2021. We're not doing it this year. You guys send me videos of you pulling out your bloody tampon. I don't know you, okay? And after seeing that, I don't want to know you. It's completely done. Like, no. Like, there is... That's not something I want to see, ever. Oh my God. That has ruined vaginas for me forever. I'm gonna end this video on that note, because it's still like burnt into my head. Because that happened yesterday. It happened, I'm in Mexico on vacation, and I get sent a Snapchat video of a chick pulling out a bloody tampon from her vagina. What the fuck is wrong with people? So, thanks for watching this. This is already making me uncomfortable. It's back in my head. I need to go to therapy because of you guys. I love you all, except for those three people mentioned, and I have more stories. So, I'm just gonna go.